Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Boyk Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
It's Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry at Currency, a San Jose global company. They offer full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement.
Finance!
Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Tell you one thing, Carson wanted to make sure we know he's on a retreat.
Yes, he is.
And
he's on a retreat.
That's legitimate, by the
way. He's on a legitimate retreat, but he does have Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So he is available to be reached. And so if you're still streaming his online fitness app,
that will... He's got an online fitness app?
Yes, online fitness app.
Carson does.
Very popular. Yes, it's very popular. And while he's doing it, during the yoga section, he talks finance.
Really?
Yeah.
Why am I laughing? It's not funny.
Yeah,
it's serious.
He talks currency.
Kind of
does he?
Soothing,
he talks about what it'd be like. What
soothing?
It'd be like. What it'd be like
it's
to
yoga.
Live. Imagine all of a sudden just Carson just all of a sudden just doing yoga and talking about what it'd be like to have 4.5-day work weeks and how to submit.
He's just selling the whole time.
The whole time. Recruiting while he does yoga. Incredible.
You can advance here. Can be stressful.
Yes.
But if, God, Bill, you, well, I guess Carson, that's genius. To talk finance, which can be stressful, while doing yoga.
It's like point counterpoint.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, how do I fight back? Here's how you do it. Stressful. Here's what we do.
And he has an app?
Yeah, he has an app. Online streaming app of fitness. Yes.
He talks fitness and finance simultaneously.
Yes. Fitness and finance.
Are you entertained with that? That
works. I want in on it.
We like to get
it. Let's help him. Finances.
What if all of a sudden all three of us had yoga mats out here and during break we'd watch Carson on a live stream
for fitness. Talking finance here.
And tell us about finance.
Wow,
currency.
GoCurrency.com/careers. Check it out today. It is time for week 3 NFL winners
and
losers. Here we go. This is sponsored by Fuhrer's Cheese Spread, the king of tailgates. If you need to have a tailgate, you want chili here soon. And guess what goes well on chili? Bill loves it.
Oh,
Fuhrer's Cheese Spread.
Big.
Oh, you doing Fuhrer's right now?
That.
Yeah. Well, they're sponsored of winners and losers.
Bill just eats it straight out of the bag.
Yeah, I do.
What's wrong with that?
Spoonful of
it's highly encouraged to do that here.
And I love
I like it on Ritz.
I like a Ritz cracker. I'm with you. Ritz cracker.
All right. Number one winner this week.
Remember the Hi-Ho cracker? It's like a Ritz kind of cracker. It's a Hi-Ho cracker.
God dang it.
Yeah. Hi-Ho.
The reason this team's number one.
Parallel lives.
Jake, we're not talking about crackers anymore?
No, we're not. We're moving on.
We're upstaging, Jake. Go.
This week's number one winner, because they're never number one, is the Cleveland Browns. They were down 10-0 at home, playing great defense and doing so. With 4 minutes to go, trail 10-0, get a field goal, get a big pick by Grant Delpit, LSU's Grant Delpit. Bill knows him well.
Do you know that dude?
Yeah. I coached him. He won the Thorpe Award.
That's this guy. Yeah. Gets down to the 3-yard line. They score a couple plays later. And then they block a field goal late in the game, return it to about the 50, get a couple plays. 55-yard. Now, remember week one, Austin Smith, the kicker, missed an extra point and a field goal against the Bengals. He gets redemption. 55-yard kick to beat the Packers at the buzzer. Browns, number one winner.
Agreed.
This week.
Major
what
upset.
What a win.
Major upset.
Biggest upset of the week by far. Number two, last night, number two winner. The Lions go into Baltimore. Very difficult place to play. I don't care if it's primetime. Hard to win in Baltimore.
Hard.
They put up 38 points. They ran for 200-plus yards. The defense had 6 sacks of Lamar Jackson.
Jeez.
And
they shut him down six times?
That athletic, because he can avoid a lot. And he avoided a lot. He got out of some messes.
You talk about collapsing the pocket, Sip. Yeah. That was your dream. You watch the Lions collapse the pocket all night long.
Speed
night.
To power.
It wasn't just Hutchinson. It was a combination of guys.
I got it.
Lions, not dead. 2-1. Big win against the Ravens. Number three winner, same division as the Lions, who killed this team last week. The Bears get their first win of the season, 31-14 over the Cowboys in Chicago. Ben Johnson saw that offense start to work. Caleb Williams, great game, 4 touchdown passes. They ran the ball okay. They had defense played well in that game. They had a concerning first two games, but Bears fans, breathing easier today with a nice blowout win of Dallas.
What's their record now?
1-2.
Oh, they're 1-2. Okay.
1-2. Bears. Number four winner. This team trailed most of the game, but because they have Jim Harbaugh, they refuse to lose. Chargers, 23-20 over the Broncos.
Oh, that's a good win.
Game-winning kick by Cameron Dicker, former Texas kicker. Dicker, the kicker, as Gus Johnson would say.
Yeah.
3-0. Chargers lead the way in the AFC West. What has Rudy got?
Rudy
there?
Gave a horns.
Gave a horns,
horns up.
Colin Cowherd has Harbaugh as the best coach ever.
He's pretty good.
He said, he goes, because he's won
it
all.
Is that right, Cowherd?
He goes, he won it, what we talk about. He won it at University of San Diego, non-scholarship, FCS.
He's going over Saban.
He won at Stanford. He won it with the Niners.
Already
he won
at
Michigan. And then now he's back winning the NFL
Pushed
again.
Pushed him past Saban. Yeah. That's the thing I'd
Saban
wonder about.
Saban did not win in the NFL, though. He failed.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I'm not saying that Cowherd's wrong. But God
I love all levels of coaching.
I mean, he's got a sort of a stain on his resume. Goal.
Chargers 3-0. Rest of the AFC fifth. West is 1-2. All three teams 1-2 besides the Chargers. Number five winner. They were down 26-7 at home. They said, we're not done yet. Eagles 33-26 over the Rams. Again, they were down 26-7. Yeah. The Rams are down one, going for the game-winning kick. Yeah. Jordan Davis blocks it, returns it for a touchdown. The Eagles were 3.5-point favorites, so they cover the spread. Yeah. In returning the kick at the end of the game with a touchdown.
Okay. Imagine winning that bet.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it doesn't look good. Like we're going to lose the game. Oh, wow, we blocked it. Oh, we still won, but I lost the bet. Nope. And ran it back.
I feel bad for the losers. We had it all game. Hey. The Rams led the whole game. And then the what? That's how
you
we want
to get into wagering. Yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy that. Yeah.
To the losers, and there was quite a few obvious losers this week. The Dolphins, not one of them, by the way. Number one loser. What in the hell happened with the Falcons? We addressed it earlier in the show, but
30 to Nathan.
The Panthers have been bad for years, right? Years. They've been horrible this year so far, the first two games. They beat the Falcons 30-0. It was never close. Like Bill said, never got past the 30-yard line, whatever it was.
30.
They never got in the red zone.
They pulled Michael Penix in this game for Kirk Cousins. Didn't matter. It's too late in the game anyways.
They pulled Penix. Dang.
Fire their receiver, coach.
They had just shut down the Vikings.
Go get him.
Yes, yeah.
They just beat the Vikings 22-6 the previous week, and they just didn't show up at all. 30-0. Biggest loser, Falcons. Wow.
Bad.
Almost as bad. The Bengals.
No. Oh, bad.
The Bengals had the ball down 17-10, and then at that point, late second quarter, had three of their next four snaps result in turnovers. I repeat, three of the next four snaps. It was 17-10. It became 34-3.5. They lose 48-10 at Minnesota. Who is starting Carson Wentz in this game? Jake Browning was not the main problem, but he was a problem, too.
I would love to see a story. I'd love to see Carson Wentz go on a little run here.
Why'd you
say
that?
He's been through it. I mean, yeah, the guy was really close to maybe being the MVP of the league.
That's right.
He gets hurt. They still win the Super Bowl. They win it with the backup quarterback to win the Super Bowl. So he misses kind of out on that. Nope. Then everything has just kind of went south since
Got
that
it.
Time.
So, I like it.
48-10 Bengals lose.
People,
2-1.
People person.
Still 2-1, but that is a bad, bad loss. Number three loser, I'm going to go specifically Patriots running backs. The Patriots lose 21-14 at home to the Steelers. They had 5 turnovers, 3 fumbles by their running backs in this game that were critical times.
5 turnovers?
5. A fumble by Drake May, a pick by Drake May, and 3 different fumbles by their running backs in a 21-14 loss at home to Pittsburgh.
Tough day for the
their
running
defense
backs.
Played yeah. well, but you can't survive 5 turnovers many places in the world, especially professional football. Not going to happen. Number 4 loser. I'm sorry, Sip. The Raiders had a nice start. They beat the Patriots first game, and then they got beat last week by the Chargers. And then, of course, no Jaden Daniels for the Commanders. Didn't matter. Yeah. 41 points they allowed. 41-24. Commanders blast
Mariota,
the Raiders.
Right?
He did. Mariota played well in that
Mariota.
Game.
Mariota.
Still
Mariota.
Around. Still around. And he played well.
From the ashes.
From he's got to be like year 12, right? He's been around. Interesting.
I'm Frost Coach Mariota.
Yeah.
Once upon a time.
Number 5 loser. This team is the biggest surprise at 0-3 would be the Houston Texans. Yes. CJ Stroud has not looked right this year.
Even at the end of the year, he wasn't right.
Yeah, last year he was good. I think the first couple games last year, then something happened midseason. And now he's just, hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar, that just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
He threw a couple picks that were horrible. They lose the Jaguars 17-10. The Texans are 0-3.
Ooh.
Has an 0-3 team ever made the playoffs?
I think one time. Just
really?
Once. Just once.
That's one time in history.
That means the Dolphins are screwed this year. The Texans are in big trouble.
Thinking about that, you're 0-3 and you've got 14 games left. 14, and it's happened
game's
once in the history
over.
Of the NFL.
Season's
you know,
over.
Okay, this isn't going to happen.
Not even October yet, your season's over.
Bill, you're a coach. I'm doing this thing now. I'm interviewing Bill on air.
That's
now.
Good.
Thanks, Steve. I'm listening.
It almost seems to me that the number one most important element in football is to stay off the roller coaster.
It's a big element. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Because all these teams that get down and come back, All these guys that their career looks like it's going south. And no, it's not. It's not going south. He's back.
Is there anything better than what's going on in Indianapolis right now?
I was going to say, one last bonus winner is Rigoberto Sanchez.
Had his first
punt of the year. The Colts have punted one time through 3 games.
One time.
What's going on there?
Their offense is legit.
Who's that? Is that
Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
And Jonathan Taylor's healthy and running like
so
crazy.
They drafted
right
that
now.
Guy from. They drafted a guy from Florida, right?
Yeah.
And he's out.
He's out. Richardson. Yes.
Yeah Richardson.
Yeah. He's the second string now.
A couple years ago, the Giants had Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
Couldn't win.
Yeah.
They're doing pretty well right now.
And now Daniel Jones.
looks like
the whole, and then the whole Indiana Jones stuff is just awesome.
It is.
I mean, I am as big.
What is that? What
I'm
is
the
that?
Biggest.
That's what they call him Indiana Jones.
They call Daniel Jones Indiana
Jones. Oh yeah,
that's hilarious. Yeah, he was beautiful. Danny Dimes. Yeah, now Danny he's Indiana Dimes Jones.
And I mean, and they got photos of him with the hat on
yeah,
and stuff.
It's great.
Oh, it's so good. I'm sorry. I'm a Colts fan right now.
He is the single best story right now in the NFL. And his redemption tour. Wow,
Daniel Jones.
41 points to Tennessee, by the way.
They're written for dead. Stay off the roller coaster. Stay off of
the running backs. That Jonathan Taylor is unbelievable.
Ooh, he can't stop him.
He's a horse.
He's unbelievable.
When he's healthy, he is so good.
Horse.
That O-line is good, though, too.
Is it?
Indianapolis, yes.
Don't they deserve it? The Colts?
So they have a good O-line with Jonathan Taylor. Okay.
That's good.
Do you think that Cignetti's helping them also? Do you think he calls the Colts?
Yes. Please not.
You think Cignetti,
don't do
you think Siggs is doing that? Steve? I know
what's your Cignetti? Well, we're calling Kurt Cignetti on Sunday.
Do you think on Sunday morning Cignetti's buzzing over to Indianapolis?
I think the answer is
probably.
Yes.
Probably. Helping with a couple things
on.
He sees.
Don't do that.
Google me. My favorite thing is Google me and just because seeing the angst off with you is just the pure hatred.
It is
one of my favorite things.
It has been. It's getting better now. It's close. That is your winners and losers, sponsored by Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. It's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now. 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You guys are 1-0 on the week. Today's topic, Big Ten wide receivers. You got 18 teams. Probably like 17.
You should know these.
Not taking the press.
What now?
Big Ten wide receivers.
You cover the Big Ten. I won't know this at all.
Hold on now. I want to make a distinction that we need to address. I don't cover the Big Ten. I cover Nebraska.
But there's quite an overlap, just so you know. There's quite an overlap, yes.
But I tell that to people all the time. I cover a team.
If you think you know your Big Ten wide receivers, call us at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the takedown, sip, and bill and trivia. The record overall is 12-7, 1-0 on the week. Today, our caller is, it was Doug. We lost Doug.
Doug.
Doug gave up.
Okay.
We'll try somebody else.
Doug has a Cheerios hoodie on. You see that?
Are you serious? That That's what that was?
The Cheerios.
Did you say Cheerios?
Yeah, imagine all of a sudden, like, what do you want? I don't know. Let's grab the Cheerios hoodie.
I like that.
402-464-5685. Doug hung up. So if you got a chance to call in here.
Walking cereal.
And we don't feel good about this. You guys got a good chance to win this.
That guy had a yellow hoodie on. I didn't know it said Cheerios.
He's here. I think he went inside.
Should we bring him in on air? You think he's trying to get here early?
Terrible idea.
I think he's getting here early for Ken Schimmick Day.
Hey, that's the 2 days, man.
Should we set up a little? We should set up a little bit of stands right here. What if we had stands sitting right here?
That would go well.
Yes.
Okay, we got JR ready to play the game show. Big Ten receivers today.
Let's do it.
All right,
first JR.
Bill is a lifeline for Sip for one question.
Here we go, JR.
JR,
what
Big Ten team does Ian Strong play for? Wide receiver Ian Strong.
Let's go with Penn State.
Okay. I have mentioned this guy on the airwaves this week.
Well, there's a hint.
Hang on, there's a hint.
Okay, Bill, dig
Who
in.
Who did you talk about?
I said his name yesterday.
Yesterday.
In glowing form.
JR right now could be angry.
Yes,
I'm not saying any team at all. 5 seconds.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Pass.
That'd be Rutgers.
Rutgers.
He was really good against Iowa.
There was
really
deep balls, weren't they?
He was, and he was catching all of them.
They took a lot of shots.
Yeah.
Love to him.
Giano.
There's the Cheerios. Right. There he is. He's here.
Yeah.
Cheerios. He's in the studio. I can see. Yeah. There he is walking by.
Bill, that is quite a sweatshirt.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
That's why working here is great.
It's a yellow sweatshirt. It looks like a cereal box.
Give me a cereal box hoodie. Okay, what do you got, Jake?
What team does Omar Cooper Jr. play for? These are all seen as top receivers in the conference, by the way.
Top receivers.
Omar Cooper Jr.
I know that name. Oh, I'm going to guess this, okay?
Yeah, guy got nothing.
Iowa.
Fine with it.
Do you think Iowa has a top receiver in the conference?
That was interesting. That was interesting.
But, yeah.
No. Do you want that JR or not?
No, I'm going to pass.
He already has 5 touchdowns for the Hoosiers of Indiana. Omari Cooper Jr.
I think he led them in receiving the other night.
Yes, he did.
They also have Sarrett, though.
He's second in the conference in receiver right now. All right, back to you, JR. For the lead.
Bill, I can say how big this guy is, but I couldn't say his name. He's 6'205".
JR, what team in the Big Ten does Mekhi Lemon play for?
Oh, we know that.
Mekhi Lemon. JR.
JR, I do know this 100%.
Shoot, pressure. I don't know, so let's go with Oregon.
Ooh, right region.
Not the Ducks.
He is a very good receiver for USC.
Brilliant.
That is correct.
Okay, now what's the score?
1-0.
Oh, we're good.
Bill is here too.
We can win it.
Bill's in play.
Get ready.
The worst we can do is overtime.
That's correct. All right.
Nothing crazy now. Yeah. Let's just get this.
What team for the win does receiver Denzel Boston play for in
what
the
Big
Ten
cool
Conference?
Name. Should know that. It's a very a very unique name. Should be a layup out there, right, Steve?
And these all four of these are seniors, top receivers in the conference. Top tier, at least.
Bill, I can't say I know this.
Well, they're top and doing. I got to go. I'm going to go Oregon.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
I thought
not. Okay with that. Not Oregon. You need this, JR. What team does Denzel Boston play for? Are you in a windstorm?
Am I in a windstorm? No.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like okay. What do you got?
I need a guess for me, JR. Denzel Boston. What team?
Let's go back to the East Coast. Let's go with. Let's try Penn State again.
I like the guess. Not a bad guess at all.
The answer was Washington. You might see him torch Ohio State this weekend.
And Jake's doing Bill's Thrills and FSPs. Yeah. I will no longer. There'll be no more Shindaddy. Jake will report.
Is there something you need to tell me about Bill?
Yes.
Nope.
If I being phased out.
No, you're not.
JR. Will it be like, thinking about a Shimmick and Bill?
No.
It's Bill and we have a cake being made.
Thanks, JR. Nice try. We'll get you back.
Thanks, JR.
Thank you, JR.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. Tiebreaker for
2-0.
Bill.
2-0. We're 2-0, by the way.
Bill, how many Big Ten players have 300-plus receiving yards through week four?
300 through week four. 7.
Ooh, tip over under. 7.
Good number, right? 300?
Mm-hmm.
A little over 9.
8. Right in the middle. 8. The number is 8. And Ja'Cory Barney's number 8 with 302 yards.
Nice.
So, hey, that's a win, though. That's a victory.
2-0.
Win tomorrow, which is the winning week.
We're 14-7. That's
pretty
good.
Solid. Yeah. It got a little dicey for a little bit. But you guys
I didn't know
rebounded.
Any of those. The quarterbacks in the national knew those.
Hey, Lemon's good. He was good the other night. Ja'Cory Lane was out for USC. So Lemon was their.
That's a weird
guy.
Thing they talked about. He's out, not for sure how long, and it's a very all they said was he's out.
Did I get that name right, Ja'Cory Lane? Did I get that right?
I don't know.
I know USC has.
Well, Lemon leads the conference in yards right now.
Lemon's
sure.
good, not a big receiver, but a good receiver. And I did know that Indiana guy. Like I told Bill,
Omari Cooper Jr.
205. I just couldn't name his name. Yeah.
When we come back, we will attempt to do our power rankings for
week four
of the Big Ten. On Early Break on the Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.